for breakfast.
See you in the morning.
Who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today's involves something somebody did at my house, DZ, and you agreed with me that we need to bring it on the air.
Is this the story that involves me? Is this from that one time I borrowed that one thing?
No, it involves the delivery driver.
Oh,
you know what
me.
I'm
okay,
talking about.
Okay. Yeah, listen.
So, if you were listening to the show this week, you know that I got a new washer and dryer. I never bought one in my life.
Brand new, baby.
Nice. Very basic.
Dilemma, though, with the deliveries, which thankfully we got sorted.
And the dilemma was on what would DZ do that I couldn't get home because the delivery was 7 to 11 a.m. My neighbor took care of it. And this is where the dilemma ensues.
And we were in the middle of the show, you know?
We were literally on the air. So my neighbor goes over and Randy, a.k.a. they call him Powder.
Shout out P.
Mm-hmm.
Powder P.
And Randy texts me while the delivery men are in the house and informs me that this guy ruined my bathroom. To which I read to you, DZ, and I said, one of them destroyed your bathroom. Exact text he sent. And I said,
you
what?
Interpreted as he broke something.
Yeah, I said, what happened? And then you immediately knew.
Allie, and nothing's broken.
You go, the guy pooped. I go, no.
Oh, trust.
So then I write back to my neighbor and I go, I said, what do you mean? I said, you mean he went to the bathroom? He goes, and he pooped? He goes, no, girls poop. This guy bleep. He goes, this dude bleep. He goes like, no.
He tore it up.
So I said, well, did he go to the bathroom on the basement or the main floor? Because the washer and dryer are in the basement. So
they're not on the main floor.
No. So I'm like, oh, well, if he used the basement bathroom, whatever. Fine, because it's the basement. You know,
it's right,
like
there too,
down
probably.
There.
Yeah,
it's not going to stink up the house. And then he says, main floor. I don't think he cared. And I went, ew.
Main floor meaning like the room,
like
the restroom when you first walk in,
yes,
like
you
by
know.
The living room.
You know exactly my house,
son.
Yeah. So he pooped right in the main. So anyway, so my question is he the jerk, the delivery guy for going to the bathroom in my house? Because honest to God, when people are working on my house or delivering, I always offer them something or say, do you need the bathroom? So, but it's the fact that he kind of did it and they're only there for an hour and he could have done it before he got there. Like, what the hell?
In theory,
do you think he did it because I wasn't there? And the why?
I think he did it because he knew it was you.
He didn't know it was me.
He saw a picture of you and the boys and went, oh, I gotta drop a deuce here.
Oh, I forgot the kids are on the wall. Damn! God, I thought the guy would know it was my
and now
house.
He's going around Milwaukee talking about I pooped in Ellie Faye's house.
Obviously, you're saying not the jerk. Unbelievable, DZ.
That's exactly what I'm saying. No joke.
Can't stand
all,
you.
All jokes aside, I do think it's unfortunately not the jerk. If you already offer, you shouldn't mind.
But I didn't offer.
True.
Somebody said he did it because he didn't care. Absolutely disgusting. Well, he obviously didn't care. But is the delivery guy the? This is the am I the jerk? Is the delivery guy the jerk for pooping in my house? Making it gross. And by the time I got home, I didn't even notice because it was hours later.
Sure.
But still.
When we have people do work on our house, anybody that's ever come by, maintenance men, mm-hmm. repair guys, delivery people, same thing, like you. Offer them something to drink. Hey, if you need to use the restroom, yeah. whatever. They're like, you gotta take my shoes off. No, don't worry about it.
But to go in there and destroy it without even like,
but,
really?
I might
maybe,
offer.
Maybe he asked my neighbor. I don't know.
I don't want you to take me up on that, though. I don't.
Thank
just
you.
Because I offer doesn't mean I actually want you to use my
and
restroom.
Look, I know it's the morning. I know you probably had coffee and whatever. And, you know, but like then there is a Quick Trip right down the road. There is a Speedway now, 7-Eleven, if that's what it is. There is a Walmart. There is a Pick and Save. Like, let me name
he
all the businesses
options.
You could have gone to take a dump, my guy.
Would you have
but
rather?
But you chose to do it in my bathroom, and now that's all I can think about.
So you'd rather him have waited.
Or gone
made
before.
You, or made you wait for
yes.
your delivery.
Yes.
You would have rather have waited
yes.
an extra 20 minutes so
yes.
you could have relieved himself?
Yeah, I wasn't even there. What do I care?
Fair.
Come on.
Nah,
what do
fair.
I care?
I'm thinking not the jerk, though. Everybody got to go. And
well,
when nature calls.
And I don't want someone who has to go to the bathroom to feel like, I mean, this is a natural thing. Like, if you have to go to the bathroom, you have to go to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
right? So I don't want to be like, you can't use the bathroom. But at the same time, come on. Like,
there is really close public restrooms.
Carl and Indy said, not the jerk. He pooping. Okay, Carl, you're grossing me out. Like I said, if you were hungry for it, now you're not anymore.
I'm not hungry, no. I forgot
what I mean.
We was ever talking about
so
anything.
Is the delivery guy the jerk? for taking a dump.
Can I say yes but no?
On my main floor.
Yes but no.
No, you can't say yes but no.
Midwest no.
Forget you, doozy.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so I'm talking about how the delivery man who delivered my washer and dryer decided to take a bathroom break in my main floor bathroom.
He ain't just dropped the washer and dryer, he dropped the deuce, too.
Yeah, he dropped a lot of that bathroom.
He dropped three things at your house.
Like, come on, my guy!
He said the washer, the dryer, and the kids.
This guy. Oh, man. Well, I want to go to Megan in Waukesha first this morning. Hi, Megan. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Is this guy a jerk for pooping in my bathroom?
Total jerk.
So nice about it. Hello.
She's like, duh.
Jerk.
Look, I am married to a contractor, and we have saved plastic bottles just so we can take them to job sites and pee in them.
Yeah, fair.
I hear that.
You know what?
Disrespectful.
It is disrespectful. And I love that your husband's a contractor because I feel like you can actually have a say in this because you deal with this. You go on people's houses, you do work on houses, you know what they go through.
You can't go number two in a bottle, though. So there's a little bit of a difference.
And you know what? I'm serious about when I say, like, you can use my bathroom, but it's the fact that he just went in there and destroyed it. And I thought that was rude. Yeah. So I'm with you, Megan.
He had a helper with him one time that did go number two in a person's bathroom, and he was horrified.
Your husband was?
Horrified.
Did he say something to his employee that did that?
Good question.
Oh, of course he did.
Good.
Of course he
Good.
Did.
Makes sense. Good. Yeah.
I mean, it's a teachable moment for sure. If that's something you don't want as a business,
Well, and these guys, they probably didn't care. Look, I get it. You're delivering for a big chain. You don't care.
You're making 1,000 deliveries a day, bro. You're going wherever you can, when you can.
But I'm glad your husband's setting the tone. Thank you so much, Megan. Tell him thank you.
Bye.
She said, I will.
She was like, we're good. Goodbye. Hangs up.
Efficiency.
Wow.
Gotta love it.
That makes me feel better now. See? Julie from Oak Creek said, jerk. He could have used the basement bathroom at the very least. I mean, that's the thing.
Do you think he saw the basement bathroom? Is like the basement bathroom door open?
DZ, you've been in my basement. Do you not remember? Haven't you been down there?
Yeah, but think about it. If the door is closed, guys aren't going to be going opening doors.
It wasn't closed. It has a poop deck sign on it from the people that lived there before. Come on.
Fair enough. Nah, fair enough.
I was horrified when I saw that sign.
You could have used the basement bathroom.
I was like, come on.
I'm thinking, I'm going to the first bathroom I see if I get a chance.
Okay, well, I'm asking if the delivery guy who went to the bathroom in my house really went to the bathroom is a jerk. Hi, Jennifer's in Brown Deer this morning.
Morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, is he the jerk?
I have to go against. No, he is not the jerk.
You're on DZ's side.
So this is coming from a nurse standpoint. Oh. You don't know what somebody's medical conditions are.
Fair.
If they
IBS.
Have to go, they have to go.
Fair.
Right? IBS is a real thing. So
true.
And you don't know what he had for breakfast. I do agree. He said he used the basement bathroom,
hold on.
But he had to go.
If you're a nurse,
a little chorro, you know what I'm saying? You don't want that.
All right, fine. You know what? I understand that there is an element here where you have to go, you have to go. And it's natural, and we're human, and we have to relieve ourselves. That being said, like I said, there was a quick trip right down the road with onesie bathroom.
Okay,
you're going to have all the privacy in the world.
The
Ellie, she said, wait.
What? Right, yeah. So you don't know how strict this company is. Are they on a really, really, really strict schedule where they get written up if they're showing up late for deliveries and maybe it wasn't at the moment that they could just, we're halfway down the stairs.
Okay.
Oh, I got to go to the bathroom.
He said, oops, I got to poops.
That's the thing. He picked up my washer and he went, oh, I'm doing physical activity.
He said,
no.
Oh, this is the heavy one. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
The coffee's hitting.
My stomach, it's broken.
See, Ellie, you just defended him too.
No,
you
I did not.
Did a
no,
bit.
I did not. Goodbye. Forget
Jennifer.
You, Jennifer. Bye.
Love you guys.
Yes, I love you too. Goodbye.
She brought up points, and as a nurse, you got to respect it because if you have one of those, you know, IBS type illnesses, you don't really control when the flow is flowing.
Well, Bella texted in and said, diabolical hearsay. Thank you. You should definitely not have, that should not have happened. King of all the jerks. Thank you, Bella.
Well,
I just needed someone to defend me.
She just loves you. She's gassing you up.
Someone below that said, it's someone with IBS, not the jerk. You gotta go.
Somebody with IBS said that?
Yeah, forget you guys. All right, fine. Last but not least, let's go to the tiebreaker. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. Kate the Great. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Dude, you know how men, I've heard things like men at job sites listen to Am I the Jerk? Like, I've heard listeners tell me this. They drop their kids off at 100%. Daycare. They can hear the radio across the street at, like, construction sites. It cracks me up. So if you guys are listening, I hope you're enjoying the poop. Am I the jerk, you dudes? I know you're probably laughing so hard at your job sites this morning.
Forget y'all.
Okay.
No, don't forget y'all. We love y'all. We love everybody.
They're all texting each other. Listen to Am I the Jerk? They're talking about going in somebody's bed.
They're talking about dookies. Allie and DZ, Dookies.
Hi, it's us.
Webber.
All right, so Kate, a jerk or not the jerk?
1,000% a jerk.
Oh.
Unbelievable. And you should call the company.
No.
I'm not that crazy. I mean, I'm crazy, but I like to complain, but I'm not
a jerk. Listen. I mean, Kate, though, why would you say you got to call the company? I get saying, okay, jerk because of, you know, policy. But here, if they do, like Jennifer was saying, if the policy for the company does say, hey, y'all got a certain amount of minutes to make it between X amount of job site to job site, they might really be counting the minutes that if you go over, they take money out your paycheck. They'll write you up. You end up on a PIP plan, a personal improvement on how to drive faster. So Kate, these guys be having a
hope. Here's the thing.
What?
He never asked permission.
I don't know because I wasn't there. It was my neighbor.
We got to ask your neighbor.
We got to ask my neighbor. Should I text him?
You got to ask your neighbor if he asked permission. Because if he asked to use the restroom and Randy was like, yeah,
I should have had Randy on the air.
Then Randy's the jerk because Randy didn't ask, number one or number two.
Did the guy ask to use my bathroom before he blew it up?
We're going to find the answer. He better have this answer ASAP.
I'm going to say we are discussing if you're not listening, and you better be listening.
Oh, they better be listening. He's on the job site.
No, I meant Randy. My neighbor.
Oh, I just figured he was on the job site.
The other guy's going to the bathroom for sure. Okay, I texted him. We'll see if he writes back to me or not. Oh, and of course, my phone has no service. Okay, good time.
We'll report back.
We'll Kate let you the great. Know. Kate, have a great day. Love you.
You guys too. Take care. Love you guys.
Bye. Much love.
Bye.
You won today.
I won, thank God. Well, and I feel better about it from the woman, the first one, who Megan in Waukesha, who said her husband's a contractor, because that gives us the etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no, you don't do that. Her husband was horrified. I get it. It happens.
Most people aren't comfortable going in any house that isn't theirs. But when you work in deliveries, you are never
Talk
at home.
Talk about not caring, man. Dawn said, you guys are cracking me up. I'm trying to bench press and you guys have me dying.
Thanks for listening at the gym.
She said, I can't even lift.